you know, I mean... This is the Padded Room Podcast. My name is Darian. Miss Monica is here.
I am.
Buddy is in the house.
Yes, I am.
We're coming to you live on a stormy Tuesday night. What's going on with you people?
I have a good buzz going.
Do you?
No. Yes.
Damn it.
See, I'm double fisted.
Oh, I love it. Oh, what do you got? Mike's Hard Lemonade or grape? Is that a grape thing?
Yeah, I've never had that one.
I suspect and pina colada that you are actually a black man. Is what I think. Every time I see you, you got a 40 in your hand. You're drinking grape, Mike's Hard Grape. I have it on good authority that she enjoys gangster rap. You're a black guy, Monica. Congratulations.
Yay!
Yay!
I do love Ice Cube.
See? I knew it. She's probably hung like a fucking horse, too.
Right?
I probably would be.
Buddy, what's up with you?
Working a lot now.
Huh?
I'm working a lot now.
You are.
Yeah,
You're not working. Which sucks.
Yeah.
If you ask me.
Yeah, I did my first weekend shift last weekend.
So. Yeah? How'd that work out for
you?
It
was awesome.
You like it?
Yeah, I kicked ass.
Dude, I can't be working on the weekends.
Do you get a day off?
No.
No.
No?
This weekend... I'll have it off.
Well, yeah, because you requested it.
Right.
Off,
it's like but after vacation. That, the next one will be like in June.
Oh, my.
Yeah. That sucks. That sucks a bag of dicks.
I'm ready.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Rock and roll there, Tiger.
Payday Friday.
Woo-hoo. Hey, now.
Double payday.
Hey, now. Now you're talking. Today is March 21st.
Mm-hmm.
Who can tell me the significance of that day?
3 into 21 is 7.
Okay. Other than that? No? Nothing?
I don't know. No. I was probably married once on this day.
Today is the annual purge.
Oh, that's right.
3, 2, 1. Purge time, baby.
Yeah. All
right.
We should have done the purge for the feature. Well, we've already done it, though. Mm. Could have done that last... I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
Today's the annual purge.
Let's purge.
What would you purge? I would probably just batten down the hatches and hang at the house here.
Yeah. Me too.
I mean, there's some things I'd like to do. I'd like to, like, throw a brick through a guy's truck window. It cut me off yesterday. I followed him home, too, son of a bitch. He doesn't live that far from here.
Cool.
I'm going to go throw dog shit in his car.
Absolutely. I'll help you.
Yes!
I'll even do it for you.
Yes! You're a black guy! You can't be outside during the purge! Oh, crap. All right. Well, we got the usual shit show to get into here. Inmates, got the horror news, the listener mail. A little scarce on the mail, but I think we're going to go with Tuesday nights from now on.
Okay.
Does that work for everybody?
Yeah.
Work for you? Okay.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Since we can't do Sundays anymore. But to be honest with you, I'm kind of looking forward to not recording on Sundays anymore because I'd like to watch a football game.
Yeah. It is kind of nice. I like went out to breakfast, went to the lake.
See? Monica's already going to the lake.
I don't know. I'll be at work.
Yeah. He's going to be he's missing our Sunday.
I'll think of you when I'm laying out.
Yes.
Oh, yeah? You're going to think of me, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, love.
Hey, baby.
All right. Here comes horror news.
Horror news.
All right, hit me.
So, we all know that there's a Cloverfield 3 coming out.
Correct.
Right.
Okay. And have you heard there is a part 4?
No. I have not heard that.
Okay. Ooh. So.
Jesus Christ with the Cloverfield.
Yeah. Well, this one is, it's going to be called Overload.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be set in World War II.
Oh, prequel.
Yes.
Ooh. Shit.
And so they think they're shooting at zombies, but it's going to be supernatural. But they haven't officially put the Cloverfield stamp on it.
I still have not seen 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Oh, my God!
I'm going to do that very soon!
Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
God, have you watched Suspiria?
No.
You don't talk to me! You don't talk to me about movies, Monica!
That the John Goodman one was really good.
I know. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week. I will find an hour and a half and I will watch that movie.
You should.
And you gotta watch fucking Suspiria.
I will watch it.
You have said that for 4 months in a row.
I'm gonna make it a point to do it on Saturday.
Okay. I will watch 10 Cloverfield Lane on Saturday.
So they're gonna begin filming in May in the UK on this already.
Cool.
So that's pretty fast.
Yeah. We haven't even seen part 3 yet.
Yeah, it hasn't been released.
What is it? The God Particle or something like that?
God Particle. Huh.
I got to figure this Cloverfield thing out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got to get on this.
And then, you know, I think you guys have already seen this, that there's more buzz on The Matrix.
Yeah, you talked about it last week.
Yeah, well, there's more stories coming out now.
What's the new stories?
Well, they are in the making of a Matrix.
There's a reboot?
No, it's not going to be a reboot. Nope.
What are you doing?
I think it's going to be a prequel to
The
franchise.
Oh, right.
And they are saying that Keanu Reeves is going to be in it.
Interesting.
I'll check it out. A prequel
with him in it?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
kind of weird, huh? Because he's going to be older.
Yeah.
Unless he wears the shades.
Dude, have you guys seen Captain America Civil War?
Mm-mm.
There's a part in there where Robert Downey Jr. is like 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
It's uncanny. It's like, did they find like an identical twin of his that's like a really young, it's weird, and it's kind of creepy, to be honest with you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's kind of, but if they can do it with him, they can do it with anybody, really.
Well, yeah, they can fill in the lines to make him look young.
Or like what they did with Arnold Schwarzenegger in Terminator Genesis.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see it happening.
Somebody would do that with me. I just want the love handles gone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You don't have to I think I'm more attractive. I think I'm more attractive now than I was all right, whatever.
I can concur to that. Yeah, you look so much better than now that you're like a man.
I'm like, oh, so I used to be like skinny. Really skinny, dude.
Yeah, you were too skinny.
It's because you're older.
Yeah, you know, you gotta fill out a little bit.
He was just too skinny.
You gotta fill out. You gotta, you know, get some character on
you. You guys don't hit your peak till you're like 30. You officially look like a man.
I'm gonna get my wife in here. I want you to tell her that.
I'll tell her that.
Very cool, man. What else you got, Monica?
That's all I got,
buddy.
All right, so the Suspiria remake with Jessica Harper is 100% confirmed, so she's actually signed aboard for it.
Okay.
And Dakota Johnson's going to play Susie, but it's spelt differently. Susie instead of Suzy.
Oh.
Yeah. It's also going to star Chloe Grace Moretz.
Moretz?
Huh?
Chloe Grace Moretz?
Moretz, yeah.
I like
Moretz.
That.
We like her.
I really like her.
Tilda Swinton.
I don't know how I feel about her.
Yeah,
she's a good actress.
She's itchy. She's just very... She's got a very...
Manly something.
Just a weird... Ever since, what was that? Constantine. Where she played the asexual angel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Ah! And Doctor Strange, she was the ancient one.
Yeah, but at least she was a chick.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
She did this. She was kind of hot.
Bald. And Mia Goth.
I don't know who that is.
She was in Everest and some other movie.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
Check that one out.
Train to Busan is finally on Netflix for those... who want to check it out.
Very cool. You got to get on that one, inmates, but keep some Kleenex handy. You're going to cry at the end.
And don't know if you heard or not, but StokerCon 2017 wants your short horror film.
Well, we got a few.
Oh, yeah? So it's the last couple of weeks to submit. StokerCon is gearing up for its second annual film festival and with a $1,000 cash prize and some really awesome judges.
That's it? $1,000?
Yeah, $1,000.
Well, that doesn't seem like very much.
Yeah, and there's like three judges. Mike Flanagan.
Ooh.
Rebecca McKendry.
Don't know who that is.
Editor-in-chief, Blumhouse.
All right.
Tony Walsh. The Rake short film creator, BloodyDisgusting.com.
All right.
Returning judges, Mike McCarty, Lisa Morton, Mark Allen Miller, John Skip, and Daniel Knopf. I'm going to say the K is silent.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's exciting.
That's all I got. What do you got?
Oh, let's take a look here. How about Midnight Texas? You heard of this nonsense?
Midnight Texas.
Midnight Texas, set to premiere on NBC July 25th. Hmm. This is from the same lady that brought us True Blood.
Oh.
It looks like some kind of a small town in Texas where a bunch of weird shit happens. You got some vampires and some other ne'er-do-well types in there doing witchcraft and other such.
So like True Blood 2?
Yeah, but probably not as edgy. Like in True Blood, there's some boobies.
Oh yeah, there's a lot.
Pretty good sex scenes.
Oh yeah.
I don't know, it's on NBC, so you're probably not going to get that.
Oh.
So
it'd be like Vampire Diaries.
Well, it didn't look as fucking fruity, I guess, is the word I'm looking for. You know, with like, oh, he's cheating on me, but I love him.
Right.
This had like shotguns in it in the preview. Yeah, that might be something to think about.
Okay.
Are you ready for the Blood Feast remake?
Yeah.
Have you seen the original?
No.
Herschel Gordon Lewis? I might be buzzed, too. I haven't had anything to drink, but it just occurred to me that I'm slurring for no reason. Oh. Or I'm having a stroke. You never know which way I'm going to go with this. Looks like it's set for a theatrical run on April 28th. Hmm. I like this because it's got Robert Ressler in it. I haven't seen him in a while. Remember him?
Nope.
Grady from Nightmare on Elm Street 2. Sometimes they come back. He was the head greaser guy. You gotta love that guy. Monica, what's the hate for Robert Ressler?
Because he was a jerk.
Well, that's kind of his gig, though, right?
Yeah, but sometimes they do such a good job that it just follows.
You gotta let go of this. I don't think he beat up Brendan Fraser in any movies.
Not that I know of.
I beat up Brendan Fraser once when we were in high school. I didn't know how to tell you, so I just let it go. looks like J.J. Abrams is teasing the Castle Rock upcoming TV show. It's going to involve, he says, a lot of Stephen King's previous characters. Hmm. So that should be pretty dope.
Huh.
We might see Cujo in there.
That'd be cool.
We might see Pennywise, either new or other Pennywise. I don't know. I don't know which way he's going to go with that. Christine, possibly. I don't know. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Does the name Udo Kier ring any bells?
Yes.
You like that guy?
Yes.
With his crazy beady eyes?
Yes.
Forget it. Looks like he has been cast in the upcoming Puppet Master reboot.
Oh.
So that's something.
That'll be fitting for him.
I can almost guarantee he's going to play a Nazi.
He's going to have gloves on.
Of course.
Yes.
If you have Udo Kier in your movie and he's not a Nazi, you fucked up.
Right?
You're already. It's like the same thing with Ron Jeremy. If he's not nailing a 19-year-old runaway, you failed, as far as I'm concerned.
Or playing a janitor in high school.
Yeah. Or the best is when he's like, I'm a doctor. No, you're not. You're the fucking hedgehog. Get out of here.
You ain't fooling nobody.
Somebody's going to trip over your wang. we just talked about Train to Busan. The animated companion to that movie, Soul Station, hits VOD April 3rd.
Cool.
So basically, if I'm getting this right, Soul Station takes place at the train station that they were headed to before they got there.
Yes.
Okay.
So that should be pretty dope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Same universe. This one's animated.
Mm-hmm. I'll still check it out.
I'll check it out anyway.
Yeah.
I thought they had like three of these out.
There's more in the works.
Okay.
But this one's coming out next month.
Okay.
Awesome.
I don't know. I guess I'm going to have to...
Netflix or... Oh, no. You said VOD.
It says VOD, but the thing about VOD is you never know if they're going to include subtitles or not.
Oh, right.
So you may just give it like an extra week or two for everything to catch up.
Got it.
Yeah.
Just a thought there. That's it on the old horror news. How about we get into some listener mail?
Yeah.
Listener mail.
All over your face, bro. We got emails. We got voicemails. We got the whole thing here. Let's start it off with our reigning Terradome champion, Eric.
Yeah.
Subject line, hey, Padded Room.
What's going on, Eric?
Hi, guys. It's been a while since I've written in, and a lot has happened. First, I want to thank everyone for voting for my guy, Freddy, to win the Terradome.
Yeah.
Which is horse shit.
Yeah, we didn't vote for
Freddy. I suspect...
I voted.
You were having a nightmare. You didn't vote.
You couldn't even tell me who played Freddy Krueger last week, you son of a bitch. God. I really enjoyed the prize pack. Those Walking Dead prizes were really cool, especially since I love The Walking Dead. But with all that has been happening, I haven't been able to watch the second half of season 7. I think I watched 3 episodes of the first half of season 7, and that's where I just fucking lost interest.
You made it further than I did.
Yeah.
I've been keeping up.
Are
you
up to date?
Mm-hmm.
I heard it's taken a real dump. It's not very good
anymore.
You know,
I keep saying every season, if it doesn't get better, I'm going to stop. But, of course, I'm suckered in.
You invested all that time. I mean,
at this point, you just got to fucking see it through, right?
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Fuck Eugene. That's all I got to say,
uh-oh,
everyone.
Problems with
Fuck
Eugene.
Fuck Eugene. Yeah, anybody who's watching, they want to probably massacre
they
Eugene.
They probably know exactly what you're talking about. The reason why I haven't written in is because I haven't been feeling myself lately. I've been going through some things, and it's depressing. If you'd like to know, I'm pretty sure Buddy wouldn't mind telling you off the air. I spoke with him about it. Well, it's time to get my depressing ass out of here. Take care, everyone, and keep up the good work. Eric. Hey, thanks, Eric. Glad you enjoy the prize pack.
Yeah.
Sorry about whatever you're going through.
Yeah, we can help with the massage.
Yeah, I'll send Monica over to your place. Be advised, though, she is an angry black man. If you're okay with that, I'll send her right over. let's see who's up next here. We got Sean in the house.
What's going on, Sean?
Haven't heard from this guy in a while.
Yeah.
Subject line, this week's stuff. Changing when you guys record the show is throwing me all off. Luckily, I own Nightwatch and Daywatch too, actually, so I already know that it's an excellent choice for immersion therapy. I don't even remember what Monica said for her clues this week, so it looks like that's a pass for me this time. This isn't a horror movie at all, but you guys keep talking about dogs in movies, so I have a recommendation. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend the movie A Boy and His Dog. That is fucking bizarre. Have you ever seen A Boy and His Dog?
No.
It's, I think it's from like 1982. It stars Don Johnson.
Oh.
In a post-apocalyptic situation where he has a dog that talks to him.
Oh.
And they go around and try to find food and stuff. And then they end up finding like this underground utopian society.
Uh-huh.
But it's like full of hot chicks. And they need Don Johnson to get them all pregnant.
Oh,
which
God.
Is okay, uh-huh. Except that instead of having sex with him, they try to like hook him up to some kind of a vacuum thing to get his sperm out.
Oh, weird.
Yeah,
oh.
It sucks. It's really weird.
1975.
75?
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's he's like 12 in that movie. It's an old post-apocalyptic sci-fi movie from the 70s that I think will please you guys with the ending. That's it for me, Sean. It's a weird fucking movie, dude.
Huh. I've never heard of it.
It's fucking
What's the
bizarre.
Ending?
If I remember right, they end up killing... You want me to spoil this for you?
Sure.
They end up killing the head of that underground society of hot chicks and eating her.
Oh, okay.
As I recall.
But the dog lives.
Yeah, he gets pretty banged up. Because at some point, the dog is trying to tell Don Johnson not to go down there. And Don Johnson's like, woo, I'm going to bang all these chicks. But the dog is... And the guy that does the voice of the dog is like a proper Englishman. And he's like, I say, old boy, you probably shouldn't be doing that. This is too good
to
be true.
So bizarre.
But then the dog... So Don Johnson leaves the dog. The dog goes off and like gets beat up by bandits. Or they try to... It's very strange. Hmm. But the dog does live, so there's that. Thanks for writing in, Sean.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Up next, we got Crackhouse Matt.
What's going on, Matt?
Yeah.
Matt's in the house. Subject line, time really flies. What's up on this Taco Tuesday, guys?
Oh, Taco Tuesday?
Yeah.
I thought it was Titty Tuesday.
Oh.
Well, at Del Taco, it's Taco Tuesday.
Yeah. Hacienda's.
I'm going to the wrong place.
No, I think you're going to the right place.
Oh.
I want to go with you. And we'll stop on the way home and get some tacos. I was recently in a situation that I was trying to remember a movie you guys covered. I couldn't remember the name, but I told myself they covered it recently. Let me just look through the episodes. Turns out the movie I was looking for was Dagon, and you guys covered it back in December 28th of 2015, almost a year and a half ago. I can't believe how fast time flies by. I really thought you guys just covered it a couple months ago. Then I take a look at your email address for the listener mail, and I realize it's 2017, and I have been listening to this show for 6 years.
Wow.
I know we took an oath to not discuss the patient zero days. Oh, why you got to bring that up, Matt? But damn, son, 6 years is a really long time to be doing this. Kudos to all of you for keeping this thing going, and I look forward to the episode 300 countdown. When I first started this show, yeah, I give everybody a cute name.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't come up with anything for myself, so I told everybody to call me Patient Zero. Of course, my fucking meatball friends couldn't do that. That's way too much to ask for. They just kept calling me Darian. So after like 3 episodes, I'm like, fine, just call me Darian. Just fucking never mind. I'm really looking forward to our Easter vacation out there. It's been over a decade since I've been back, and I can't wait to see how much things have or haven't changed. Last time I was there for a friend's birthday party, and I got drunk and passed out at one of the strip club / brothels in Mound House.
Wow.
And woke up on the bathroom floor of a trailer in Stagecoach. That sounds bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing in Mound House, of all places? That's There's awesome. Like a gas station out there, and that's it, man. All I really remember is downing margaritas at Pinion Plaza in Carson, and everything sort of went downhill after that. Hopefully, I can be a little more responsible this time, especially with my family in tow. I am sure I owe Darian a punch in the face for something. I think he bailed out on helping me move when I left for Southern California, if I remember correctly, but I can probably let it slide. Anyways, keep up the great work, kids, and I'll check back later. Crack House Matt. If you want to punch me in the face, it's fine. I'm used to it.
Yeah, we all take turns.
Yeah, you're not the only one that owes me a sock to the chops there, Matt. Speaking of people that owe me a punch to the face, here comes Crease.
What's going on, Crease?
Crease in the house. Subject line, speaking of mouth rape.
Oh,
oh
boy.
Woo!
It's getting good already.
And that's when things got weird. Did you catch that really quick one in the first Feast movie? The small flying one does it. You guys remember that? In the first,
yeah.
They, I think it like flew out of the freezer, and I think it was the old bar fly that landed right on her face and started humping her face. That I would consider that mouth rape. Yes, the first one was all right, but I was not compelled to see it again. Black Sheep is an amazing movie where they are trying to genetically engineer a perfect specimen who will have the best wool. The rejects get all zombie looking. The dialogue is the best. So, pump-action shotguns. I was shown how to use one once, but I could probably do it again. But I'm probably a little tougher than the dude in the movie. I don't know about that, man. That guy looked pretty tough. Wait, is she talking about... She's talking about Splinter. Remember?
Right.
At the end, he's like, he's only got one arm, so he's shooting, and then he throws it
throws
up.
Throws it up, yeah.
Catches it by the pump, racks it, throws it up again, catches it by the pistol grip.
Uh-huh.
I'm assuming she's talking about Seth. The nerdy guy that pulled the shotgun, who probably should not have known how to use.
Right, Aldo Carr.
I think Kreese could take Seth in a fight.
Oh, easily.
I don't think she could take the meth guy. What was his name, Dennis?
I think so.
Oh, she could. She does CrossFit.
That's
she
true. He's on fucking meth.
Well, when you're on meth, but if she breaks his back, he ain't doing nothing.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I've never done meth. I don't want to know about it.
Be interesting to watch.
Yeah, I pay money for that. Crease versus a one-arm meth. Oh, there it is, Crease. Get your pay-per-view money out.
Get your votes in.
A little tougher than the dude in the movie, but I wouldn't rule out a pussy from knowing how to use one. Very cool, Crease.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, those are our emails. We got a few voicemails here.
Right on.
I believe this to be either Gracie's Poppy or Sarah.
What the hell, man?
Uh-oh.
Make me jump through hoops.
Who?
Oh, I have a show Sunday. No, I have a Thursday. No, I have a Tuesday. No, we'll have it every third Monday on the third, fourth moon of this.
Do you want the fucking show or not?
And luckily, I was able to get a whole episode. I'm thinking I have some time to, you know, watch a movie with my girl Sarah, maybe, you know, get our clothes together, get a thing for the marriage and therapy, which, by the way, I did see, and it's very awesome.
Yes,
I'm doing dishes, I'm cooking dinner, I'm listening to the show.
Okay.
And, oh, by the way, we're going to do it through this is not listening to this. I want more than 6 hours notice.
Why? I don't know what I'm doing.
Jesus Christ!
All right, let's not make it personal.
Sorry. Honey, you're a beast.
A peach?
I used to work 2 jobs, but it wasn't for 72 fucking hours, man.
Yeah. Get it.
Anyway, all right, let's see. I got 2 weeks of shit I got to come up, try to get it.
Okay. Take your time.
First of all, human centipede. How the big fucking deal is? I mean, the movie itself.
It's a comedy.
Just watching itself. Other than the ass to mouth shit, it's not bad. I mean, the violence, there's hardly any violence. And there's, you know, there's some gratuity, but some nudity, but it's not gratuitous. It's, you know, it's in concert with what's going on.
Art.
And for the most part, they have the angles covering up the, you know.
They got diapers
on. You
see
some side boobs and all that, but it's not like just blatantly out. Like the guy in that, you know, have his dick and balls hanging out and shit like that.
Yes.
So.
That might have made it better.
They're bitching and moaning because she don't know what, you know, she knows the movie by reputation. And that's the only thing. And as she was watching it, I saw, you know, after she got over the initial shock and all this stuff, she was not that she was into it, but she was interested. So
she didn't say it.
All the other
it
fucking
on the
movies she has under horror movies she has under her belt. This is pretty freaking tame.
Yeah.
So big deal. Human centipede.
It's just a
I'm
pooping.
Not sure I should have watched the second one because it's grosser.
It is.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the reason why I make her do this is so she can be a little bit uncomfortable. Because that's what horror is, you know, being uncomfortable.
Of course.
And trust me, I'm not going to make, you know, I'm not going to show her shit that is way out of her realm. I mean, you know, I still, when the exorcist scene with the cross and the, you know, I had them watch the exorcist, but when that scene came, I threw pillows in their faces and I was doing the la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
That's, their cat.
I do have some morals.
Are you sure?
All right, Charnel House.
Oh, no.
Put me to sleep twice.
Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah.
And GP'd. Well, you know, yeah. But he did call back.
I'm kind of curious as to which movie he wouldn't let her see. Like, what is too much for him?
You probably don't need a Serbian film.
Yeah, that's the one I was trying to think of.
Solo, 30 Days of Gomorrah, that's a little rough.
I don't know. I just don't think those are a big deal.
I mean, I know GP is Catholic, so I understand, but I don't think he's really pushed that on his kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like the Exorcist thing, I understand that being a little much.
That one scene.
Especially with the crucifix.
Yeah.
All that stuff. He called back. I think my guideline would be just to stay away from, like...
Gremlins.
Number one, I'm not going to let him watch bad fucking movies. If he wants to watch horror movies, he's going to watch good ones.
So he'll be over at my place a lot.
No, he will not. Sons of bitches. Have him watch Blood on the Highway or some shit. No!
Yeah!
No! Not happening.
Poltergeist.
Absolutely not. Here he comes.
You see? You see what happens when you fuck with my schedule? Anyway, Charnel House put me to sleep twice.
Yeah,
tried getting through it once. I fell asleep. I said, okay, maybe I'll try it again because I got some time.
Yeah.
Next morning, I fell asleep. So I said, fuck it. I ain't doing it.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
And that's why I didn't call last week. Other than the fact that, you know, I didn't get to the second immersive therapy, which, what was it, the pack?
Mm.
No offense, but other than, you know, I didn't see it. Anyway, so
okay.
Fuck it. Let's see. What else I want to say? You're talking about the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Yes.
Fucking excellent.
Yes.
I mean, I'm talking about the original Swedish and the whole trilogy, the Malone trilogy.
Yes.
It's on Netflix. Look for the Dragon Tattoo trilogy, extended edition. The American version with Daniel Craig, the only thing I wanted to see that for is because it's Daniel Craig, because I like him.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel the same. The Swedish is a little bit more, as far as I can tell, a little bit more brutal, a little bit more intense. Pretty decent girl-on-girl action in the second film.
Oh, yeah.
I love that series. I watch it like 3 or 4 times. I've read the books. If you haven't seen it, get the fuck on it and get it over with.
It's very good.
You know what? I'm rushing through this. I'm getting to work. I think I'm done.
Okay.
You know, and like I said, if you're going, I don't mind you have work doing it on a different day, as long as I can schedule myself around it.
Okay.
So, if you're going to, like, do the, you know, third alternate month of the second movie,
all right,
kind of thing,
let's
schedule,
just
like,
take it easy.
You come in, I'm going to fucking text me or something. Jesus Christ, give me a heads up.
Well, all
right.
You think I know what I'm doing?
I'll talk to y'all later.
Bye-bye. Don't worry, GP. We're going to keep it on Tuesdays.
We don't know when we're going to record, is what I'm telling you, GP. I show up. I come home from work. Monica's here waiting for me. Let's go. Let's get Buddy over here. Let's get it on. Oh, God damn it. Very cool, GP. Thanks for calling in, homeboy.
Oh, yeah.
I think we all agree on Tuesdays, Tuesday nights. That's when we're going to do it. I think that'll actually help us, too. Because I know most of the horror podcasts out there record on the weekends, and then everybody listens to their shows on Monday morning on the way to work. Well, now you get a little midweek treat from your friends at the Padded Room.
Yeah.
How you like that?
There you go.
I'm looking out for you, people, okay?
Yeah.
And so is Monica.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We want you to have a good time before Friday.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, well, I guess that's it. You guys got anything for Kreese, GP, Eric, Sean, or Crackhouse Matt?
No, but I would like to request a song today, and it'll be for Kreese.
Specifically for Kreese?
Yeah.
Is it gangster rap?
No.
Probably.
No.
Is it something to do with mouth rape?
Boats and hoes.
Boats and hoes.
All righty. Let's get ourselves into a movie then here, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
A place in every neighborhood.
I dare you to show me the house.
A place shrouded in mystery.
There's this old house, been deserted for years. It'll be a hoot exploring it.
Well, let's go for it.
A place that begs a dare.
Now, maybe we should just stay outside.
Come on, it's just an old house.
Most of the time, it's just an imaginary fright.
It'd be weird to find a dead body under this.
But sometimes, it can be horrifyingly real.
Where did you last see Wendy?
What was it?
I don't know, but something's gonna kill us all!
Something is watching. Something is waiting. Until they're alone. Waiting until they're terrified.
You come any closer, I'll kill you!
They can try to run. They can try to hide. But there is no escape.
I think we're safe now.
From H.P. Lovecraft's The Unnameable.
The Unnameable from 1988, directed by Jean-Paul Ollier. I don't know if that's a correct pronunciation. There's just a lot of L's and T's.
Yeah, sounds pretty good.
Yeah, your mic's not on, buddy. written by H.P. Lovecraft. This one stars Charles Klausmeier, Mark Kinsey Stevenson, and Laura Albert.
Hmm.
Oh man, I remembered liking this movie.
Really?
Yeah. At some point,
I did too.
At some point, I watched this and I was like, "Oh, that's great." And then I watched it last night and I was like, "This is fucking holy crap."
Yeah.
I watched it and was like, "Oh my god, this is so 80s acting."
Yeah, oh yeah, totally.
Oh yeah.
It's very 80s. If you want some 80s, here's a good place to start. But Jesus Christ, man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyway. So we start off with like a flashback type of a thing of a guy that looks an awful lot like Ebenezer Scrooge. And he's like in an old house, and it's all POV. So we see him like locking the door, and then he goes to bed. And you can tell he's gone to bed because he's got that weirdo night hat thing on. What is that? Was there a point to that?
I thought that was like the original nightcap.
I always thought a nightcap was a drink.
Yeah.
That's what you...
That's what I mean.
Yeah, would you this like a nightcap? And that's
this,
usually
yeah.
what you
do.
Would you
the like original
a, that, that's code for we're going to have sex.
Yeah, is nowadays.
Yeah. But you want a nightcap? Yeah, it's a condom.
Oh.
It goes on your
I'm
penis.
I'm like, do you want a cocktail?
That's, that's another code. All right, so we see him like...
Whatever happened to nice shoes? Want to fuck?
I mean, that's how I roll. I just,
right?
I usually just point at it.
Yeah, right?
This is what I got for you, sweetie. He's like putting somebody to bed, and they're being very loud and obnoxious, and there's a lot of banging around. And so he gets out of bed, he goes and he checks on whoever this is. He's got like a heavy padlock on a door, and I'm guessing mm-hmm. we're like circa... early 1800s, maybe? I don't fucking know. Yeah. Everybody's dressed like pilgrims.
Right.
So we're early times, I guess. He goes and checks on somebody right about that time we cut to POV. And then after that, we see this old guy get tackled, jumped on, and I don't know, I guess choked or something. He gets killed is
mm-hmm.
what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Can't really tell how. We do get to see some hands. This thing has some gnarly hands.
Yeah, claws.
Like claws on it. Okay. The next day, somebody finds a body. There's a priest and like two gravediggers that show up, and they're going to inter this old guy that was living in this house with this thing. As the gravediggers are leaving, they're like, "Hey, what about that thing in the fucking attic?" And the priest is like, "You know what, dude? Let's just wall this place up and hope everybody forgets about it." So they drag old Ebenezer, which is, yeah, that's responsible.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. They take old Ebenezer out into the front yard there, and apparently, I don't know if this actually happened or not, but when you died, they just kind of put you out in your own front yard. Because they had, like, above-ground sarcophaguses, which I get.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. You just put them in the box and leave them there.
I guess.
That's kind of weird. And you know what's funny is when my grandparents died on my father's side, they actually talked about burying them in their backyard.
Huh.
Like, for real. But then they saw what that would do to the property value and stuff like that. And I think it was illegal to do that, too.
Weird.
Yeah. Chowchilla, California. It's like it's like a prison town, pretty much. It's
wow.
Very, very weird. Anyway, they did not end up burying my grandparents in the backyard.
That's good.
Yeah. You probably wouldn't be able to sell the house if you do that. Anyway, now we cut to, I guess, like 200 years later, because it's now 1988.
Yeah.
And we got some college kids, and they're at the fucking house, and it's all dilapidated now, and there's weeds all over the place. And you got one guy, Randolph Carter. Or no, was that it? Randolph Carter?
Yes.
Yes, because that's a previous... That character, Randolph Carter, appears in a lot of H.P. Lovecraft stories. He's like he's like reading the story of this thing to his two compadres there, Howard and Joel. And if you're paying attention, you'll notice Randolph is wearing penny loafers with no socks.
Yes, I did notice that.
Because that's how you roll in 1988. These are the three whitest guys you're ever going to meet.
Yep.
At least for the next 20 minutes, because then some even whiter guys are going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the cemetery, which is right in front of the house. You can see the two sarcophaguses, which is where the Ebenezer and his wife were buried. And one of them now has a tree growing through the sarcophagus.
Yeah.
Which is actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
Unless you're buried there, because then I guess...
It's not like you're going to feel it.
Well, yeah, obviously, but would you, like, become part of the tree, I guess?
I would think so.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know how that works, but anyway, that's kind of cool.
Or if it, like, grabbed your skull and just started
going... Yeah, you're, like, 12 feet in the air. Yeah. Like, hey... Anyway, the house is still there too, and the reason Carter is reading the story to the, to his two cronies is because he says that up in the upstairs window, that where the attic looks out of, the image of the individual, I would call her a creature, I guess, is like imprinted on the glass.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is horseshit, this part. According to the science of this story, if you look at, look out a window for an extended period of time, your image will get captured in the glass somehow. Mm-mm. Is that a real thing?
No.
I didn't think so.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know either, but I don't understand how that would work.
The only way I could see that is if you like there for like 20 years straight without moving or something, and the sun just
or
beaming.
Maybe you just push your face up against the glass.
Had to be like some radiation or some shit, though, right?
Yeah.
Well,
if you just continuously going here, over here, over there, back
no
to the
way
window,
you
there's
can stay in no way. Forget it. Whatever, I'm okay writing that off. And in fact, even in the context of the story, it doesn't make any sense, because we're going to get a look at that window in a few minutes, and I didn't see anything.
I didn't either.
I saw like a dirty fucking window with nobody's face on it.
Right?
Whatever. All right, so Randolph Carter is like, hey, yeah, this is the house, and if you go up in there and you look, you can see the face of the creature imprinted on the glass. And Joel's like, you're full of shit, you clown. Go put some socks on. And the other guy, Howard, is like, I don't know about this. So Randolph is kind of a prick,
I guess.
I don't know if he's a prick.
I wouldn't say, he's just so much smarter than everybody else, and he knows he's smarter than everybody else.
Yeah.
And
he's got that accent. Yeah, I see.
It's that New England thing, you know. I say, I wouldn't be up there alone if I were you. So eventually Joel's like, you're a jerk off. I'm going to go up there and look out that window, and I'm going to be right back because there's nothing in there, and I'm not worried about your fucking window. And Carter is like, well, you go right ahead, old boy. I'm headed back to Miskatonic University.
That's where I'd go.
My alma mater. So that's cool. Howard, however, is like being ping-ponged between the two of them.
Yeah.
Joel's like, come on, Howard. And Carter's like, I wouldn't do that if I were you, Howard. And eventually, Howard is like, yeah, I'm not going in that fucking house. And he goes back to the university with Randolph. Excelente. This part is kind of nutty. They go, apparently, from the looks of it, the fucking house and the cemetery are right there on the goddamn campus.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it takes them all of like 6 seconds to walk back to campus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was wondering if it was like a flash forward, you know, like, oh, okay.
Well, I would agree with you.
But then he just caught up to him.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So either Carter wouldn't talk to him the whole walk home.
Probably not.
I don't fucking know. Whatever. Little continuity issue there, if you ask me. All right, that's fun. They get back to the university, Howard and Carter, mm-hmm. and Howard's like, hey, man, we can't leave Joel up there. What if something happens? And he's like, well, he seems to have something to prove. I said, let him prove it. All right, cut to that night. And here we have another continuity issue, because it's daylight, and then, like, boom, nighttime.
Yep.
And Joel hasn't even gone in the house yet. So it looked to me like he was walking towards the house. Sun went down like that, now it's nighttime. And now he's like walking around out in front of the house, like pumping himself up, getting ready to go inside. All right, whatever.
Maybe he's working his nerves up to go in.
Maybe I'm nitpicking the shit out of this movie.
You are!
Because I like this movie. At one point in my life, I loved this movie. Now I'm watching it going, what a fucking mess this is. I don't know. I'm whatever. Anyway, Joel's outside like, you know, pacing back and forth, getting pumped up to go in there. Finally, he goes in there, and we get like a good, what do you think, like 8 to 12 minutes of him just creeping around the house.
Yeah.
And a lot of fucking like candles and weird sounds, and oh, what was that? And then eventually he grows a pair, goes upstairs. He looks out the window, and I guess there was a face there or something, because I didn't see shit.
I didn't either.
He looks at it, and he has like a spaz attack. And then he looks around that room, that attic, and he sees the big padlocked door.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So he goes over, and he looks at the padlock. The padlock is like 105 years old. It's all rusted and shit. It naturally just crumbles to bits when he touches it. And then we cut right back to POV land of something coming out of the padlocked door, jumping on Joel, and either choking or ripping at him or something, and blood everywhere. All right, yeah. Well, I didn't particularly care for Joel anyway. Son of a bitch, you listen to Randolph Carter, you live longer.
I was thinking if I saw a room with a padlock, I would have to know what's in there.
It's probably some kind of treasure, is what I'm saying.
And then you go get a stick, so that way you can poke it with a stick.
You gotta poke it with a fucking stick. Poke it with a stick, Monica.
That's right.
Don't just go touching things. All right, cut to the next day. We got Randolph. He's now in the library, mm-hmm. and he's very studious. He's got like 25 books open in front of him. Here comes Howard. He's all frantic now. He comes running around the corner. He gets shushed by like 35 people.
Yeah.
He's like, dude, fucking Joel never came home. He's probably still at that house. We got to go back there and look for him. Randolph is like, I don't think so, old boy. He's probably going to have himself a gag at our expense. So as they're having this conversation, two classic 80s chicks in their tennis skirts walk up.
Oh, yeah.
What do you got? Tanya and Wendy.
Yes.
Wendy is a hot piece of 80s ace, if I do say so myself. Tanya, not so much. She's fine. There's nothing wrong with her. But when you put her next to Wendy, she doesn't look very good at all.
Right.
She was the one with the short hair.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not very much fun to be around either, mm-mm. if I do say so.
Very prim and proper.
But she did have a cool Eastern European accent.
Now.
Which is a little sexy.
I don't know if that was an accent or... If it's one of those where if you have bad hearing and you try talking with bad hearing,
I thought it was.
I was like, so they took her earpieces out and had her act.
Oh no,
that's what I thought it was.
You thought she was handicapped?
Well, not purposely for the role.
Oh no,
but yeah.
You never know. It could be go either way with it. For the purposes of our story, she does have her hearing. Anyway, they come around the corner, and Wendy is like, hey, Randolph, thanks for the tip. And she's got, like, some book he recommended or something.
Mm-hmm.
Randolph could have banged Wendy.
Yeah.
I think pretty much anybody could have banged Wendy.
Yeah.
Except for Howard, who was actually trying to bang Wendy. Because apparently they danced together once, and then he's been stalking her ever since.
Following
her
around like a puppy dog?
Yeah. Speaking of puppy dogs... all right, so that's fun. They like walk past Howard and Randolph, and they take a seat at the far end of the table at the library. Howard is still trying to get Randolph to go back to the house.
Mm-hmm.
Randolph isn't having any part of that. As they're having that conversation, we cut to Wendy and Tanya across the library. In a very weird move, Tanya has decided that Howard is kind of cute, and she's trying to get on Howard.
Yeah.
All right, whatever.
I think it's for reputation purposes.
He's got a reputation of what?
I don't know.
Whatever. I don't care. I don't even care. As they're having that conversation, here comes the two whiter guys there at Miskatonic.
Mm-hmm.
John and Blake, I'll call him. He looked like a Blake.
Yeah.
These guys are classic white sleazebags from the 80s. You can tell because they both had cashmere sweaters draped over their shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
That's a shoe-in for douchebag. They walk right past Carter and Howard and go straight to the ladies there.
Bruce and Joel.
No, Joel's at the house.
Joel's at the
Bruce oh, and yeah. John.
John, yeah. Yeah, Bruce and John.
Were they on the tennis team?
Lacrosse. Or rowing. It was rowing, wasn't it?
One was the leader of it.
And the rowing team?
Captain.
Yeah. Or captain, yeah.
Is there a whiter sport than rowing? I don't think there is.
Swimming?
You are a racist. So these two clowns mosey right up to Wendy and Tanya and start laying some game down on them. Miskatonic University, circa 1988. Game is basically telling them who your dad is. Apparently, one of them is the son of the Secretary of the Navy, and big fucking deal.
I think he was just trying to impress her.
Well, I think it worked, because they moseyed right into their pants. Yeah. So, all right, this part's a little shady to me, because I'm not sure I fully understood it. They're going to hook up these two guys with these two girls. They want to hook up this weekend, but they can't, because... There's a sorority house that is initiating their pledges at the old house by the cemetery.
Right.
And they've somehow retained the services of the fraternity that these two meatballs belong to. So these two assholes need to go to the old house before the sorority girls to, like, scope it out.
Yeah. So they're not as scared when whatever happens.
Right. So instead of hooking up this weekend during the initiation, they're going to go there that night to scope it out, and they're going to bring these two chicks with them, Wendy and Tanya. Is that the plan? That's what you guys
That's got? What I got.
All right. I was mesmerized by all the cashmere and white khakis.
Right. And no socks.
No, zero socks. Tell you right now.
I didn't wear socks back then either.
I rarely wear socks now, to be honest with you.
Roll your pants up.
I don't do that, but my feet stink real bad. Yeah. Maybe I should look into socks. I don't know. Anyway, that's the big game plan. While they're planning all this whole shit out, Howard, who is obsessed with Wendy, is like eavesdropping, and he heard the whole plan. Mm-hmm. All right, excellent. Randolph Carter doesn't give a fuck because he's busy reading.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the plan. Now we cut to that night. We got Bruce and fucking John. They're standing outside the house waiting for the girls to show up, and they're trying to figure out who's going to get on who. Yeah. Like, I want to get on Wendy, so you got to get on the other chick. And he's like, no, I want to get on Wendy. You get on the other chick. This is poor wingmanship is what it is. Uh-huh. You say, oh, you're going to get... Okay, I'll take the ugly grenade then.
Little do they know is the other one's going to put out.
Well... No.
No.
Wendy's the one that put out. She's the hotter of the two.
Yeah.
Tanya's the Eastern European curmudgeon.
Yeah, but she's going to put out.
Tanya?
Yeah.
No. Remember he had to like chase her around in circles? Oh,
that's right. She wants the nerdy guy.
Yes. Yeah. Wendy's the one that's putting out. That's the one you want to get on. All right. All right, that's fun. So they're putting their whole game plan together. And, hey, you know, you got a condom? I got a condom. And then we're going to get them in there and scare them. And when you scare them, that's when they get all horny. That's not how ladies work.
No.
If that was the case, I'd just, like, carry, like, a hockey mask on me all the time. Start running after them. Oh, did you want to have sex, sir? No? Oh, okay. All right. Thought if I scared you, maybe we could go in the back. All right, well, I'll see you around.
That was pretty good.
While they're having this conversation, the girls sneak up behind them and scare them. Oh, hey, okay, all right, let's go inside and check it out.
Yeah.
So they go inside.
It worked for the girls.
Oh, well, yeah, those guys were horny to begin with, though.
Yeah.
They're already. If those girls didn't show up, they probably would have had sex with each other.
Right.
I'm scoring tonight, whether you like it or not. So that's kind of weird. So now... Oh, you've got a lot of growing up to do. Now they go inside the goddamn house. They're like moseying around and, oh, I wonder who lived here. And they have some vague ideas of different stories and things that may have happened at this house. They get a couple drinks in them, and now it's time to explore the house.
Right.
So Wendy and fucking John, I guess, go off into one room, and then Tanya and Blake, or whatever his name, Bruce... go, like, down to the basement.
Yeah.
Solid game plan. If you're going to have sex, you got to get her alone and away from her cock blocker friend.
Right.
That's just rule number one.
Yeah.
So, we start off with Wendy and John. They get upstairs. They start, you know, unbuttoning each other's shirts and all that stuff. Well, that old Wendy's got a pretty nice rack on her. I know you think she had weird nipples, but I
don't. Yeah, they were very weird.
I found them to be more than appealing.
Looked like somebody took one of those lip suction things, but...
Just pop that. You know, that might be a new thing. That might be my new porn move.
I just watched that in a porn last night.
Wow. Alrighty. I don't know if I'm actually into that. I'll get back to you on that. That's cool. She gets her shirt off. We get to see her boobs. They start rolling around on the ground. Now we cut downstairs to Tanya and fucking Bruce. Tanya is not putting out, and Bruce is trying way too hard.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean literally chasing her.
Like, creepiest.
Get over here, I'm going to have sex with you. And she's like, I said, take it easy, you fucker. Eventually, she like knees him on in the nuts, and he falls down, and she's like, I said to take it easy, I'm a lady, you son of a bitch. And then she just kind of sits down next to him, and they start talking. Cut back upstairs, we got a full porno going on. We start hearing, like, weird thumps from the attic.
Yeah.
And then we get that thing that happens all the time where they're, like, mid-coitus. And, oh, what was that? Oh, what was that? Go look. Oh, somebody in here. Somebody's watching. Go look. No, we're going to finish this, and then I'll be happy to go look at whatever you want me to look at.
Right?
I spent $6.99 on some wine coolers. I intend to get this done, Wendy. Then we can talk about home invasions. All right, so now she's a little weirded out. I think at this point we actually get to see something come into the room, which freaks Wendy out. John thinks it's Bruce, so he's like, hey, I'm going to kick your ass, and they go running off down the hallway. This fucking house has at least 4 miles of hallway in it.
Right?
It's just a nonstop circular maze of hallways.
Mm-hmm.
You could run a 5K in this house, probably. Fucking weird with the hallways. Needless to say, John gets around the corner, the thing grabs him. I think we don't get to see the full thing, but we get like maybe a quick face shot right here. Jumps on John. I think it like twisted his neck around, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Kills John on the spot. Wendy comes around the corner right after that, sees John's dead body with all the blood, and freaks right out. She goes hauling ass out of there, and this part's kind of funny to me because the thing is chasing her, and she's running, but she still has one boobie hanging out of the shirt because she's wearing just like a regular shirt, but it's unbuttoned like down to the navel.
Mm-hmm.
So as she's running, she just has one boob sticking out. That's good times. That's kind of funny. About this time, we cut back to Miskatonic University. Randolph is walking back to his class, and we get like a very unnecessary like chase thing where we cut to POV and we think something is chasing him as he's walking back to his dorm room, and it turns out it's just Howard.
Yeah,
he jumps out. He's like, hey Randolph, whoa, what the fuck. He's like, hey man, fucking Joel's not back yet. It's been over 24 hours and I have it on good authority that those two hot chicks are over there with the white guys. And he's like, well, this has nothing to do with me. I'm just going to pick up my books and head back to my room for some studying.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, Howard talks him into going back to the house to try to find Joel.
Right.
Under the pretense that Joel may have somehow injured himself and he may need some medical attention. I guess it makes sense.
Right.
Makes more sense than a fucking demon in the attic, right?
Yeah.
Except that we're in Lovecraft land. All right. Cut back to the house. I'm going to condense this because there is an awful lot of just unnecessary chase footage in this house.
There's a lot.
I mean, we're looking at an hour and 23 minutes on this bad guy. We could have easily scaled it down to probably
35 minutes.
I was going to say like 40 or 50, but you're probably right. Because other than that, it's just these kids peeking around corners. Tiptoeing through hallways, getting separated, finding each other again.
Mm-hmm.
It just keeps going on and on and on. And that's one of the things that pissed me off the most about this movie.
Yeah.
All right. Somehow they find Wendy. She's hauling ass. She has gone into not quite like a catatonic state, but she's like frenzied. So she sees Tanya and Blake, hauls ass right past them, and keeps running down the hallway. They're like, what the fuck is her problem? So they go after her. By the time they get downstairs, she's somewhere else in the house.
Right.
So they're like, hey, what's going on? They go upstairs. They find Bruce's body, or John. I'm getting him confused because I don't care. They find the dead body, and they're like, oh, shit. We got to get out of here. They go back downstairs. They're like, fucking John or Bruce, whichever guy is alive, is like, okay, let's get the fuck out of here. And Tanya's like, no, we can't leave without Wendy. Where's Wendy? We got to find her, and then we'll get out of here. He's like, all right, fine. You leave. I'll go find Wendy. So he goes taking off back into the house.
Mm-hmm.
Tanya opens the door to leave. As she does, Randolph and Howard are just standing right there at the front door.
Yeah.
She sees them and immediately faints.
Because
I guess maybe she had asthma or something. I don't know. Like a cold draft from the thing just knocked her right out. All right, whatever. And Randolph makes a cute remark about ladies always faint when they see me or something like that. Okay. Bruce is upstairs running around. Howard and Carter are there in the entryway. Howard takes Tanya and like lays her out on a couch, tries to make her more comfortable. She's still unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
Carter sees like a big stack of books on a table. And he's like, oh, books. So he just goes over, sits down, and starts reading books.
We know what his fetish is.
What a fucking nerd this guy is. Jesus Christ. Yeah, it takes all of about 8 minutes before he finds the Necronomicon, which is cleverly placed. All right. So now he just kind of hunkers down there with a candle and starts reading. Cut to upstairs. Fucking Bruce or John, whichever one is still alive, is running around. He gets found by the monster thing, and I think he gets his throat ripped open. But yeah, this part's pretty cool because we actually get to see the whole monster in its full glory.
Mm-hmm.
You got cloven hooves, which is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
She's a female, and she's got kind of like a...
a human butt.
She does have a human ass, and a pretty shapely one, too, yeah, if I do say so myself. But she's got, like, hairy knees.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's all about. And then she's got, like, a horn thing, and it kind of looked like she had wings, but she didn't act. Those, like, little nubs that come out of her back.
Right.
And her face is all jacked off, and she's got fangs. Mm-hmm. Scary-looking thing. Claws, too, of course. All right. So
and
that's...
scream.
Yeah, that scream was pretty good. Okay, so now Howard wakes, or no, what's her name? Tanya is still unconscious on the couch. Howard's like, hey, wake up there, sweetie. Wakes her up, and she's like, oh, Wendy, we have to find Wendy. So he's like, all right, look, you just take it easy. Carter's right there on the fucking table reading some books, and I'll go find Wendy, and we'll get the fuck out of here. So Howard goes downstairs to the basement where he actually finds Wendy. By finds Wendy, I mean he goes down there and almost gets decapitated by her.
Yeah.
She has gone completely insane at this point. She's like, I'll kill you! You killed John! I'll kill you! What's wrong with her face all of a sudden? That was very strange, dude. It looked like she got Bell's palsy or something. Did you notice that? All of a sudden she's like, I'll kill you! You're crazy!
Mascara was stuck together.
Is that what it was? I was wondering what the fuck happened to her eye. And like, but... so weird. You would think they would cut and like get her eye unstuck and then reshoot it so she doesn't look like she is having a stroke or I don't know. It's very
strange.
They
were on a budget. They were like, yeah, like,
hey, we gotta go. We gotta go, man.
They did film this in 3 weeks.
Whoa. Maybe they should have made it
in
4.
In the dark, right?
Yeah. I think it looked all right.
Yeah.
Get it in there. All right, so that's fucking bizarre. Howard's like, hey, take it easy. She's like swinging a fucking sickle at him, too. He's like, hey, yeah, all right, I'm going to get out of here. Just take it easy. So he goes upstairs, waits 3 seconds, then he comes back.
Yeah, and calls her.
Yeah, and this time she's had enough of his horse shit. She jumps on him and is like coming at him with the sickle, and he's like fighting her off, and then the thing creeps up behind her and twists her neck around.
Yeah.
Wendy's unfortunately out of the equation also.
And he passes out.
Yes. And Howard, of course, passes out. The thing drags Wendy off somewhere to probably eat her or whatever.
Play with her.
Yeah, you know, got to make some friends in there somehow. All right. Now we cut back upstairs to Randolph and Tanya. Randolph has found the Necronomicon and he's reading it, which gives him like magical abilities all of a sudden.
Yeah, sure.
He can like speak Latin and like turn the candles on and off.
Yeah, I know.
He's like, oh, I like that.
I like that one. Yeah. I'd like that one too.
I'm not impressed. You got the fucking Necronomicon, you're fucking around with candles. Get out of here. Give me some deadites. Randolph, make it snappy.
Yeah.
Carter doesn't give a shit about any of this. He's like, I got the Necronomicon. I'm going back to the university. So he just kind of moseys off. He just leaves Tanya there. Tanya's like, hey, man, what about Howard and Wendy? And he's like, oh, yeah, they'll make it back one way or the other. Hmm. And then he goes walking off. As he's walking out, he does the cool thing with the candles. And he manages to get the front door open, which apparently it was unable to open up to this point.
Yeah,
He's walking off. Apparently, he read something in the Necronomicon regarding the fucking tree that's growing through the sarcophagus.
Because
he stops at the this is never mentioned in the movie, but he stops at the sarcophagus and he's like, and then he like pops it open and he starts climbing down there. And then he hears like the thing scream from the house, so he jumps out.
Oh, I thought it was like a mouse or something that he heard down there.
Is that what it was?
That's what I thought.
It might have been. I don't know. I thought it was the fucking she thing.
Maybe.
He jumps out, then he's like, let's try it again. So then he goes back down there, and that's kind of all we see of Randall for a little while.
Yeah.
I'd like to know what's going on down there.
Yeah, me too. That would have been nice to see.
You could at least tell me what you're doing down there.
Yeah.
He just goes down there. I'm not getting in a fucking coffin with a dead guy. Even if there is a tree going through it. All right. Now we cut back to the house itself. Howard wakes up. He goes upstairs just in time to see Wendy go like down a hallway. So he's Tanya. He's following Tanya. They get separated.
Yeah.
That sucks. He's like, shit. They like start knocking on the walls. He's like, well, just keep going straight. Eventually I'm going to come around a corner or you will. And then we'll be together and then we'll get out of here. They get so fucked up in this house. And to be honest with you, I probably would too, because these hallways are ridiculous. They end up in the attic in front of the fucking door.
Yeah.
With the padlock on it. And he's like, oh, I guess we're safe here. All right. They turn and look out the window, and they think they see the image on the glass again. So Tanya's like, oh my God, it's right outside. And he's like, oh no, it's just a fucking radiation image imprint thing on the glass. But then it turns out it actually is the fucking monster, because she punches through the glass and like starts attacking Howard and Tanya there. This part's really stupid. Did you see the part where they're attacking? Did you see what the monster was doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a Michael Jackson Thriller movie. And that's all she's doing. And screaming at him.
Yeah.
Really? That's all? All right.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Okay. Then we get this ridiculous struggle where they're like trying to fight her off, but she's throwing them around. Tanya gets thrown against the wall. The thing grabs Howard, slams him against a wall, and then Howard like just reaches up and like pulls a piece of her face off, the monster's face off. Is she made out of pudding or what? I don't know. Yeah, and then Tanya like runs up behind the monster and stabs her in the leg with something. And how did they kill her? Didn't they?
Well, then he like breaks her wrist or something like that. Didn't he?
Yeah, that's right. She goes down, and then Tanya hits her with like a pipe or something, and her arm breaks. And eventually, I think she just left the room, right?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, yeah. Fuck this. These guys are kicking the shit out of me. You people are horrible guests, by the way. And then she just gets up and walks out of the room. Yeah. All right. So now Howard and Tanya are like, whoo, I guess we're safe now. We sure showed her a lesson. And then they go walking out of the house. As they're walking out of the house, they get to like right in front where the cemetery is. And a skeleton hand comes out of the ground and grabs Howard by the ankle. Mm-hmm. Okay, we've officially crossed into Evil Dead land
right
now, because this makes no sense.
Yeah.
I mean, it could if they took the time to write something in there to make this make sense.
Unless it was just hanging them there to drink the blood out of the bowl, maybe?
I thought it was the dad.
Oh, that would have made sense.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
How he got underneath the... I don't even care anymore. Anyway, this fucking skeleton hand is like pulling on Howard's leg. Tanya's trying to pull him out of there, and then Randolph just comes out of the ground and like grabs Howard by the fucking collar, and then all three of them just go walking off.
Yeah.
Well, they put her in that what do you call that thing?
The grave deal?
Yeah. Remember?
She got in the grave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they pushed the top onto her.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That lid, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's where she is. Mm-hmm. That's your movie, dude. The Unnameable from 1988.
Yeah.
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 And the trees were planted outside to protect the evil inside the
house. Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
That whole story. Shit about spirits in the trees or some shit.
Yeah.
Ah.
Whatever.
Whatever, man.
We were kids when we watched.
I know.
This.
I'm sorry. I at one point I really loved this movie.
I did too.
I don't think I will ever watch it again.
I had never seen it, so I was really disappointed when I saw
ready
it.
For part two?
There is a sequel to this.
How many years later?
Probably three weeks later. I have no idea.
What was this one? 88?
88.
The other one was 92.
Okay.
4 years.
Yeah.
I like the monster. I thought she was badass.
She could have been better, like, yeah, if her scene was more gory.
Yeah, or just make her a little more intimidating. This whole monkey paw thing that she's doing.
Yeah, the close-up on the face.
I mean, the face was kind of scary.
Buddy, but if you saw her in the hallway, you would piss your pants.
I would. I'll tell you right now. If I ran into her in an old house,
yeah.
I would run the fuck out of there. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
You know? It's fine, I guess. It's way too long with the creepy house and the tiptoeing around by candlelight.
It's his style, though. Like, I don't... Like the other movie that you guys like, the Dagon one.
Yeah.
To me, it's like the same kind of movie.
Well, I mean, that one, there's like a whole... It involves a whole small town, and you got the weird fish people.
Yeah.
So, I mean, fucking fish people. I'm a Lovecraft guy. I got to track down the short story that this one was based on and see if it's anything remotely similar to this. Because this is... It's not very good, man. I'm sorry.
No, it's not.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. This is a good movie for your kids.
Yeah, well, minus the nudity, maybe. I don't know. Depending on where you're at with that. I don't know. Huh. All right, let's take us a little break. We'll come back with some other stuff.
Yeah.
I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Hey, inmates. If you like what you hear, head over to the Padded Room Facebook group and support us through the patron link with a small monthly donation. Check out the T-Villain link at paddedroom.podbean.com and grab some t-shirts. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of the show.
And we are back.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's that time. Did you do your homework? Probably not.
Homework?
It's time for the Padded Room Trivia Challenge.
Padded Room Trivia Challenge.
This week's challenge theme, Wes Craven movies. I'm going to throw you some clues as to what the movie might be. The first one to correctly title the movie gets the point. Most points at the end of the round gets the round.
Is it Wes Craven?
Yes.
Okay.
You know who that is, right? Yeah. Are you sure?
Yeah. For some reason, I thought you said John Carpenter.
No, Wes Craven.
Okay.
We'll wait till you're done eating nuts. That's coming through pretty good. All right, are we ready?
I'm ready.
Number one, Werewolves. Wednesday Addams. Jesse Eisenberg.
I know the movie. I'm drawing a blank. I can picture it.
Shannon Elizabeth.
Uh-huh. Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
2005.
Oh, my gosh. I got the cover.
Buddy, it's yours.
It starts with a C.
Oh, my God.
If a witch was pissed off at you, she might do this to you.
Oh, yeah.
Cast a spell?
No.
Oh.
She might put this on you.
Curse.
There it
is. Yeah, curse, yeah.
One for Monica.
I had the cover in my head. And
I didn't know he did that movie.
He did.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes. Not a very good movie, actually. Number two. New Mexico. Cannibals. Radiation. Michael Berryman.
Oh, my God.
Papa Jupe.
Oh, my God. The Hills Have Eyes.
Thank you.
When you said Mexican, New Mexico, the first thing I thought of was vampires, but that's John Carpenter.
Yeah, that's John Carpenter's. Not looking good, buddy. Not looking good at all. Number three, Rape Revenge.
I spit on your grave.
No. You're in the right neighborhood, though.
Yeah.
David Hess. Piss Your Pants. La, 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 la.
That made me think of Rob Zombie movie.
I know.
You're in the right neighborhood.
Oh, my God.
If you were giving me directions to a house, you would say this.
Oh, the last house on the left.
Booyah! Monica's already got the round, but we'll keep going anyway. Number four, Capital Punishment.
Shocker.
There you are.
Wow.
Number five.
I tell you, I draw blanks.
You are terrible.
It'll be like this every week.
Sleep Stalker.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Thank you. Buddy at least made it on the board this week, ladies and gentlemen.
God, that one made me think of, that crazy movie. You know, the Catwalker or whatever.
Sleepwalkers?
Yes.
Catwalker.
I couldn't think of it.
Oh, that's another one for Monica. Maybe if I leaked you a couple of the answers. Just to make it interesting. God, buddy.
Yeah. As soon as you throw it out, my mind goes, bink, it's blank. And it's the way it was in high school. It's just, I hated quizzes, like pop quizzes. Just no way.
I think next week's challenge will be Buddy's kids' names. Let's see if we can pull that one out.
God, I better know those.
Oh, we have to do a John Carpenter quiz.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, next week will be John Carpenter.
Woo!
Start Googling. Oh my God, you guys are terrible. That was your trivia challenge. Monica is in the lead, 3-0. Let's, I guess from there, we'll get right into what are you looking at? Very short week for us in the padded room. Mm-hmm. And I got a house full of in-laws, so you know what that means.
What are you looking at?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a constant influx of 8-year-old girls to my living room means no horror movies for Darian. What I did get was Iron Fist Season 1. Hmm. Marathon the whole thing. Pretty dope, man.
Really?
I liked it. Yeah, I liked it.
Wow.
So that's going to be the last one. Now they're going to do The Defenders. So it goes, if I'm correct, it goes Daredevil Season 1, Jessica Jones Season 1,
mm-hmm.
Daredevil Season 2,
yep.
Luke Cage Season 1, Iron Fist Season 1. Now they're going to do The Defenders and then Daredevil Season 3.
Wow.
Which I think, and I think there's going to be a Punisher in there somewhere. I could be wrong about that.
Didn't they do a Punisher already?
Punisher was in Daredevil Season 2. He was in it, but now they're going to give him his own show.
Okay. I thought they did that already.
No, I think they're going to loop that in somehow.
Okay,
cool. I watched that, and I also watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 1, which I didn't find to be that great.
I watched a long time ago when that came out, I watched maybe 3 episodes of that, and I just completely lost interest.
I like Agent Coulson.
Yeah, but he's the only one.
It's regular TV, and it's like... It's episodic, but there's no congruent storyline. It's just they just go from one thing to the next, and there's no tie-ins or anything.
Yeah.
So I lost interest in that. I don't think I'll watch Season 2. That's all I'm looking at this week. Monica?
I checked out this movie called Criticized.
Criticized? Mm-hmm. Sounds like my life. What is Criticized about?
It was okay. It was about... They say the most vicious serial killer.
Okay.
And this cop, and he's playing games with this cop to come find me.
Okay.
I felt like it was a knockoff of Saw, kind of.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's a lot of that.
Murders took place at the same place. So, yeah. It was,
Okay.
6.
6 out of 10?
Yeah.
Oh, well. That's okay. It's above average.
Yeah.
The night the light went out.
Okay.
The night the light went out.
What is that?
That's the, it's a demon movie from England.
Okay.
They say it's loosely based on a true story. Family moves into a home and there's a dead girl's spirit lingering around, but then there's also an evil monk there who wants to kill.
Evil monk.
Yeah, it was a monk. He was
the black monk? Of Pontefract?
Yes.
That is a true story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The black monk part is. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, no, he was in the house. So
okay, cool.
He was the one coming after the girl.
If I'm not mistaken, that was the thing that the Enfield poltergeist was all about.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Hmm. It was okay. I enjoyed it.
Nice.
Roommate Wanted.
Oh, that sounds great.
You guys might like this movie.
Oh, crazy bitch.
We enjoyed
hot crazy
it.
Bitch.
Yeah, there was 2 hot chicks.
Yes!
Oh, yeah.
One was the smart nerd and the other one was the slut.
I love it, of course.
So, of course, the slut had to compete with the nerd and then pretty much they get in a fight.
Right.
It just goes on all night.
Okay.
And I don't want to give away how it ends.
It sounds very single white female.
Well... This one didn't end that way.
Okay.
Well, I'll just tell you.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to
Yeah,
watch it.
I don't think. So, basically, they're fighting the whole night.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Torturing each other, fucking each other up. And at the end, where they finally come to, like, hey, you're a slut. You should love yourself. And she's like, yeah, I am a slut. I'm jealous. They get electrocuted and both die.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, that almost became a Lifetime movie. Damn it.
I watched Patient 7. Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so what's his name? Michael Irons.
Okay.
He plays in this movie. But so basically, it starts off with a doctor, and he's bringing in 7 patients.
Okay.
And you get to see their life story, life, what got them there. But one of the patients has this incredible story. Holy cow, they should have just done a whole movie on it.
Oh, wow.
So basically, the patient is like petrified of plastic.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah. So
all right.
He saran wraps him, right? And he's freaking out. But anyway.
Plastic.
Yeah.
All right.
So he tells.
He's sexually adventurous.
I guess.
He tells the doctor, I have this reoccurring nightmare every night, and it's the same freaking dream. So basically, the dream leads into this guy is a serial killer, right? It's okay. Halloween night. He just murdered somebody, and he wraps the chick up in plastic.
Okay.
Well, it's Halloween night. He's dressed like American Psycho. He's pulling a dead body on the sidewalk, and these idiots come up to him, and they're like, oh, my God, I love your costume. Let us help you.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, kick ass.
You go all out.
Yeah.
Love it. So they invited him to a party, and they're like, yeah, bring the dead body with you. And so everybody at the party's like, oh, my God, you have the best costume ever. These people are stupid. So now it's like, I got to get going. I got to bury this body to claim my prize. And they're like, oh, dude, we'll help you bury the body.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. And so they help him bury the body. And then after he's done, he murders everybody else.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Cool.
Like, they should have made this a movie.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Oh, you mean just that guy?
Just that story.
That yeah. doesn't sound bad. Yeah, right on, man.
That sounds pretty cool.
And then I watched a movie called Amusement last night.
I saw you posted that. What's that all about?
It's not bad. It's pretty much like a prom night. These three girls picked on a kid when they were little.
Yeah.
He grows up and gets revenge on them.
Oh.
Yeah.
In an amusement park?
No, actually, it's like this big hotel, but like the... Actually, it was pretty cool because the first story, the one girl he goes after, her and her boyfriend are like following a truck driver who's like, yeah, follow me because the interstate's packed. So they follow him and this chick comes flying out of the window of a semi. So they're whoa, like, huh. Oh my God, this semi truck driver's crazy. He's psycho. Well, the third guy that was following was like,
oh, I think I have seen this. Is there like a big speech at the beginning about convoys?
No.
And he's like, oh, I'm in a convoy and this guy behind me.
Oh, wait,
yeah.
Yes!
I have seen that. Yeah, he like breaks down those, all these weird rules about convoys and oh, I'm going to get behind the truck and then he's going to... Yeah, I've seen that. It's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the truck driver doesn't end up being the killer. It's the third guy following.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fine. It's all right.
And then the clown room.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, that was pretty dope.
Holy shit. Buddy, there was like this life-size clown sitting in the rocking chair.
Mm-hmm.
And this idiot bitch is like, oh my God, is it real? And she doesn't
poke it with a stick.
She didn't even do that. She's getting undressed and stuff. And then she's laying there and the clown just like,
oh, that's why you gotta poke him with a stick.
Yeah,
motherfuckers. Poke it with a stick.
You're with a doll tonight. You make sure you poke.
Well, that
her.
Thing's not life size, but poke it with a stick anyway, please. Jesus Christ. Very cool.
Wow,
buddy, what do you got, man?
Well, with the two jobs, I won't be watching it really.
Alrighty,
it's tough.
Yeah, it is.
As soon as I get home, it's like, all right, make sure the kids are ready and go to bed
right
because
to
I got. Yep.
I don't blame you. Sometimes I do that, and I'm not even working two jobs. I just don't want to fucking do anything. Let's get into some immersion therapy, then.
Mm-hmm.
Immersion therapy.
Yeah, Night Watch. Love that shit. You guys get a chance to watch it?
Yeah.
Great show, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Love the whole mythology behind it. Child of light, child of darkness.
Yeah.
All that cool stuff.
That was really cool. I liked how they did the whole that beginning. the whole beginning.
Yeah, where they're fighting gladiator. On the bridge, and yeah. then it just stops, and then the two kings come together, and they're like, we can't keep doing this.
Yeah, that was pretty wild.
Yeah, good times. Mm-hmm. What'd you think, Monica?
I couldn't watch this movie.
What?
What?
How dare you? Why couldn't you watch the movie?
Too much for me.
How is it too much? A great show.
I don't know.
She's busy watching all those other shows.
Yeah. Looking at old man porn.
After we went from like back in the days to present time, I was like, oh, this is.
That part takes a minute. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because yeah. after that, we just see what's his name kind of walking around and trying to figure out who's killing people.
Yeah.
But as soon as that dude turns into a tiger and jumps up on the counter, fuck yeah!
Yeah.
It's pretty dope, Monica. If you get a chance, you should definitely check it out. It's they set up this whole mythology, and there's like role playing games and video games and all kinds of cool shit based around these two movies.
Oh, really?
I think there was supposed to be a third one, but it never happened because the director got hired to make Wanted. Have you guys seen Wanted?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he made that
one. Is that the bullet one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bend the bullets or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, it's whatever. Huh. But these two were dope. Did you get a chance to watch the sequel, Daywatch?
No.
Daywatch is pretty good, too.
All right, I'll check that out.
Yeah, that's a good show.
Awesome.
I like to think of it as The Matrix with vampires and werewolves.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
That's how I roll with it.
Mm-hmm.
Great show. What do you got for us this week, my man?
All right, this week let's check out 1978's The Fury. It's written by John Ferris and directed by Brian De Palma. And it stars Kirk Douglas, John Cassavetes, Kerry Snodges, and Charles Durning.
Very cool. Check that out, inmates. We'll do the same and compare notes with you next week on Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, we got to educate ourselves one Miss Monica.
Educating Miss Monica.
Yeah.
I had you before you even finished giving your clues.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody else got you, though.
It's a newer movie.
It is. What, 2 years old, I think?
Yeah, what, about was that
his? Was that his? That wasn't his last movie, was
no,
it?
No, Green Room was.
Green Room was.
Mm-hmm.
Burying the X.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Kick-ass ice chicks. Cream shop. Two hot chicks. One mm-hmm. of them's a royal cunt bag. What else? Chuck. Mm-hmm. Go to hell, Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good show. It's fine.
And a friend who's moving as well.
He's like, I'll become a zombie and I'll bang her for you. You're insane. Have you seen Burying the Axe, buddy?
No, I haven't seen that
one. It's comedy. It's just a zombie comedy. Anton Yelchin's super tree-hugger girlfriend comes back from the dead. But he's trying to bang Alexandra Daddario, who owns like a punk rock ice cream shop.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty good times.
Total opposite.
Yeah, well, I don't know why you would get with her to begin with.
Well, she did like to screw.
She did.
Oh, yeah?
And she was into freaky stuff. She had like nurses outfits and things of that. Yeah.
So I could deal with that.
I don't know, man. She got all cunty at the ice cream shop. I'd probably break up with her.
Oh, and if she came in here and painted your
room. Get the fuck. You get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I will kick you right square in a cooter. God damn it. Where's all my posters? Oh, I threw them out.
What?
Oh, wow. All right, Monica, who might you be this week, my dear?
Okay, this might be really easy.
Mm-hmm.
This could be a love story. I have a keen sense of smell. I'm so powerful, I have knocked heads off. My father and I don't get along, so unfortunately, we will have to fight to the death.
Oh, that sounds really familiar. Knocked heads off. Your father. Oh. I'm going to ponder that.
It's really weird because I, like, dreamt about this, like, movie, and I was like, oh my God, I have to watch this movie today.
Wait a minute. No. Well, I might have you. I might.
Hmm.
I might. I don't know. I'll ponder that. Think about that, inmates. Get with us next week, and we'll see who figured it out and who didn't. I might have you. I don't know. In the meantime, Werewolf Athletics, much overdue.
The Company of Wolves.
Summer might be here.
It was.
It was for a good week and a half.
Yeah.
Woke up this morning, torrential downpour, goddammit.
Mm-hmm.
Training's ramping back up. We got the summer athletic series coming our way. I'm already registered for the RTO. That's
very cool.
Pretty good times. It looks like we got that going on, so I'm going to be hitting the old the trail a lot more.
Did you get your 12th person?
Yes. We got your friend, Amanda.
As nice.
As a matter of fact, she's coming in with us. She's going to run the leg that I ran last year.
Woo!
It's fucking murderous.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I mean, the RTO, inmates, if you don't know, is the Reno Tahoe Odyssey, and it's a 178-mile relay race. It starts downtown Reno, goes up around Lake Tahoe, down Geiger Grade, through Carson, up Virginia City, back down Geiger Grade, and ends right back where you started. Takes a, if you're not a complete sluggo, it'll take you about 24 hours. We did it last year. Each leg runs anywhere between 3 to 6 miles, which I thought wouldn't be a problem because mm-hmm. I can do a 10K, no big deal.
Right.
Sleep deprivation, food deprivation. Tempers start running high. People are farting in the van. It can get pretty hectic pretty quick. And I'm doing it again. God damn it. I'm also flirting with the San Francisco Marathon. I might do that one.
Frickin' What's dogs. That one?
That is 26.2 miles through the streets of San Francisco. You start off in Market Square, go through, down, what is that? Embarcadero. Over the Golden Gate Bridge, turn around in Marin, come back over the Golden Gate Bridge, through the Haight-Ashbury District, Golden Gate Park. Yeah, that's just straight up and
yeah,
down. That
I
is
know
that's
that
pretty
area.
Tough. And then right back down to Embarcadero. Dr. Dale ran that one. The
wow.
whole thing, 26.2 miles. Took him about 9 hours.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, he did it, man. I watched him.
Wow.
Yeah, and then here's the funny part. He gets 8 feet from the finish line, eats ass. Falls down right on his fat belly.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh no, Dale.
You're so
I
close.
Will drag you across this fucking thing if I have to. Oh, God. So I'm thinking about doing that one also. We got Tough Mudders coming up. We got Spartan Races coming up. Schedule pending. I may or may not be getting involved with those. If anybody out there wants to do any of this shit or go for a run with me, just let me know. You know how to get a hold of me. In the meantime, you guys got anything else?
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay, inmates. So that's going to be it for this week. As usual, the mental health hotline is 775-387-0275. Or you can get us at the regular old email, thepaddedroom2011@hotmail.com. Please tell Buddy to watch some Wes Craven movies and quit fucking around, for Christ's sakes.
We want to hear from you guys.
Yes. And if you're a super stud, you can always go to the Patreon link and contribute there if you feel like it, if you can afford it. I'm going to be putting some bonus content up for Patreon subscribers very soon. I think I'm going to upload all the old riff tracks and maybe throw a new one or two in there. And that's pretty cool. You can also buy t-shirts via the T-Villain link at paddedroom.podbean.com or do your Amazon shopping there also. So I think that's about it for the week. You guys got anything else on the week?
Mm-hmm. No.
All righty. Join us next week for Jeepers Creepers, rounding out Creature Feature Month here in the Padded Room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. How have we not done Jeepers Creepers yet? I have no idea. All right, inmates, for Miss Monica, Buddy, and the Padded Room Podcast, I'm afraid visiting hours are over.
Bye.
Have a great week. The first time.